This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Tommy Kainley, and the Michael K. Show starts now on 98.7 ESPN New York.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. It's February 22nd. It's 2023.
That's
driving
right
here today. It was snowing a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's going to get really cold over the next couple of days.
We can't complain. We've had it very
No complaints whatsoever.
How can you complain?
You can't. You could, but you can't.
You can.
You can't. Some movement on the Rodgers situation. You don't think it's movement?
Well, compared to moving backward.
Let's listen to Jeff Darlington. He'll set the stage. He'll set the table.
Is a conversation I had with a very important Green Bay Packers source who quite honestly believes that Aaron Rodgers will be back with the Packers and that all of this is being overhyped. He looks at the contract that Aaron Rodgers signed last year, the commitment that he gave to the team, and believes that at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers will be back with the Packers.
Now, I would assume that Aaron Rodgers has communicated with the Packers. I would assume that. Mm-hmm. But no knock on Jeff Darlington, who's really good at what he does. Is he in that previously mentioned inner circle? Does he know? But the Packers might know. So has anybody from Rodgers' camp told the Packers, listen, he's coming back? Now, that flies in the face of the fact that that writer that's covered the Packers said the Packers are done with him. Well, and then there was another report today that said the Packers aren't done with him. They want him back.
Well, you would think the motivation of the Packers would let the world believe that if he doesn't retire, they want him back. You don't want to let the world know I'm done with him, because then you got to negotiate with teams to try to make a deal. If you're trying to make a trade with the Jets, you could say, listen, we don't have to trade Rodgers. We might decide to keep him.
Right.
Like, doesn't that up the ante as far as what you get return? If the Jets think that Packers have to deal him because they don't want him, that could hurt the Packers' leverage. So any information coming out of Green Bay, I would think, is going to be, yeah, we'll make it work. He's going to come back to us. And then go deal with the Jets or the Raiders or whoever to try to get the most for him.
But it's interesting, though, because Darlington is saying that the Packers are saying that, or not the Packers, somebody in a circle is saying that Rodgers wants to come back. And I've always said that's second on my list. Well, it's probably first on my list of likely outcomes. He goes back and plays with the Packers. I'd be shocked if he retires. Or he goes to the Jets and the Raiders. I think those are the possibilities. And if you really want to get to another Super Bowl at the age of 40, your best chance is to try to navigate the NFC rather than the minefield of the AFC. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to the Packers. Why not? Especially if he's comfortable there. He could have a nice, beautiful one-bedroom house on Lombardi Way, not be bothered by paparazzi. He's dating the daughter of the owners of the Bucks. So
You go. But so this is all an absolute nothing burger from the very beginning. Meaning, is this just regular Rodgers tomfoolery and nonsense?
He does like attention, so you can't rule it out, right?
That's what I mean. Because that's what this would mean. If essentially, or does Darlington, with all due respect, have nothing? Just a conversation like, oh yeah, we think he's coming back. Because that's not anything. The Packers saying, hey, we think he's coming back. That's not really that much.
Well, there's a couple of things at play here. Maybe the Packer, you know, we don't know if Rodgers wants to play with the Packers. It also could be true that they're ready to move on from him. Now, is there a world where Aaron Rodgers says, all right, I'm ready to play, and I'm going to play for you, and the Packers are like, no, we're going to trade you.
Well, that's what happened with Favre.
Right.
Because he decided too late. They said, we don't want you back because we have Aaron Rodgers. So they have now Jordan Love.
Right. Now, Rodgers may decide, well, then I'm going to retire or whatever. But maybe the Packers are just, hey, we'll trade you, but we're not going to have you play for us. We're ready to move on. Kind of way the Raiders were ready to move on from Carr.
Yeah.
But you don't want to let the world know that because it could lose your leverage. So you want to send the message out that if Rodgers decides not to retire, that he's going to come back to you. And then you talk to the Jets, and then you try to get more from the Jets because you could always pull him back and have him play for you in 2023. So I don't really buy into that he's going to be a Packer. If it's coming from the Packers, it might just be a smokescreen.
Now, everything I've heard and read, the Packers are really intrigued and looking forward to Jordan Love. They think he could be great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way that Jordan Love is at a a time in his career that he's better than Aaron Rodgers. So if the Packers are trying to build to take another run at a championship, it's not Jordan Love that could be the quarterback. It's Aaron Rodgers. So if Aaron Rodgers comes back and plays two more years, the Jordan Love experiment is over. They've got to draft another quarterback. Because are you giving him the fifth-year option without ever seeing him play?
And he probably would have some level of suitors who would be interested in getting him. It's a tough spot to try to continue to keep trotting out Jordan Love.
I don't think again, I don't know what their cap situation is. I don't think the Packers are winning a championship with Aaron Rodgers next year. So if you're not winning a championship, then why not have Love play and get that much more experience and just move on? If you legitimately think that you can win with Rodgers, then by all means the Packers should try to make it work. But if you think it's just going to be a duplication of last year, maybe a little bit better, maybe you finish 9-8 instead of 8-9, you settle for a wild card, get bounced early. If that's your ceiling, wouldn't you rather do that with Love than with Rodgers?
I think so. Now, some people might argue with you, Don, that you're talking about you think the Jets could immediately contend, but you don't think the Packers can contend because there are like their defense really underachieved this season. That is a talented defense. And as I've said before, he certainly figured out as the season went on how to use Christian Watson in a way that he wasn't able to at the beginning of the season. So I do think that's a team that has some potential. I will just keep going back, though, to the mistake the Packers made, and I've argued with Ballard a lot about this. I understand it came down to a last game against Detroit to make the playoffs, but my question is, did they win that game?
No.
So in the end, should they have, when Rodgers seemed seriously dinged up at the end of that Sunday nighter, just rested him the next week before the bye so they could have seen Jordan Love for one whole game? I'm sorry, playing a kid for an entire game when it still counts in the middle of the season gives you a lot more intel on who that quarterback is. You're trying to tell me you feel great about him because he had what? In that Sunday night game, I think he had two or three drives in 2 years plus preseason games. I just think they're in a bad spot with regard to him because they haven't really seen what they have in Jordan Love. So you better love the guy in practice to move on from the greatest of all time.
And also, if Detroit is taking that next step, and even though we all felt that Minnesota wasn't a 13-win team, they're still very good. I still think the Packers with Rodgers are the third-best team in that division. And then who knows what happens with a healthy Fields. Like, that's a very competitive. You talk about an easier path to the Super Bowl is the NFC.
But that what about division, the path to the playoffs?
That division, I still think Minnesota can win the division, and Detroit's probably second. That's the way it went last year. Now Rodgers will be a little bit healthier. I'm sure they'll try to get him some weapons, but will it be as talented as a team as the Jets are?
But remember, they got off to a bad start because they have two young wide receivers that were not on the same page with Rodgers. Then toward the end of the year, it started to click with them. So they might be better this year than they were last year.
And again, I will point a finger at Rodgers for that. I mean, we talk about how long it takes for teams to gel. You cannot tell me that him not showing up on time doesn't have an impact on that camaraderie.
See, you know, we joke about him being a nozzle, right? But think about this. They tore up his contract and gave him 3 years, guaranteed $150 million. And then he's still playing these games after 1 year. You know, whether he's coming back or not, he is a handful. He just is. He's a handful.
Shouldn't it be, in theory, if he was like a totally decent guy, given the history there, wouldn't this be a very straightforward situation? Like, if he was a really decent, doing the right thing kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
A matter of, they no longer have the appetite for it, so they say, hey, if you can get someone else to take your contract in the other conference, we'll let go of you. Or he just says, no, I want to stay here if you guys will have me. And they go, okay, cool, great, he's staying here. Why do we have to, with the amount of money he has out there, why do we need to even be playing this game?
Yeah, and he plays the game a lot. And this is, you know what? He used to look down his nose at Brett Favre, and he is Brett Favre. He's followed the same path, and if he ends up on the Jets, he'll follow the same path. Favre, every year, whether he was coming back or not, he was undecided. Well, this wears a team down. They've got to make plans. They've got to make plans, and they're not allowed to make plans because he has to go on a wellness retreat or a darkness retreat. It wears you out. I could see why the Jets want him, and I could understand why the Packers are done with him, if they are done with him. But there's no better deodorant, I always say, than talent, and he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the history of football. So if he's going to come back, they'll probably swallow hard and take him back.
I don't know, but Love is a very interesting component here because they drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
As the successor to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So I'm sure they're anxious to send out their new toy out to the field to see what he can do. They drafted him for this moment. So why are you going to hang on to Rodgers at the jeopardy of your draft pick? Like you said, Peter, they did it last year because they wanted to see it through. They had some big wins down the stretch. Remember, they destroyed Minnesota. They had a big comeback victory against Miami. They almost made this whole run. All right, you had your chance. Now it failed. You lost at home to the Detroit Lions. It's time to move on. I don't think there's anything wrong with that because then you started getting into the fifth-year option. So if I'm the Packers, even if I think Rodgers gives me a better chance this year than Love, I've got to give this kid the chance.
And I
drafted him.
You hit it right on the – well, they drafted Rodgers too, but you hit it right on the nose. If they don't think they could win a Super Bowl, wouldn't you rather have Love, even if you have to take the cap hit with Rodgers?
Right.
Because for the future of your franchise, you have to know about Love.
But they drafted Rodgers, I know, but they drafted Love to be Rodgers' successor for this day. This day is now upon us.
Just like they did with Rodgers.
Yep.
And Rodgers sat – now, in their defense, they could be looking at it this way. Rodgers sat 3 years, not a moment for 3 years.
Right.
This Love's gotten a little bit of PT in 2 years. This would be the third one. So maybe they think after that you go on with him. But to your point, then you're thinking about a fifth year. It's really complicated, and you're probably not going to win a ring. So now you're thinking about can Rodgers get you a ring in 2 years when he's 2 years older?
But but also there's I can get something for Rodgers now. What am I going to get for him at the end of 2023? If I've got the Jets offering me the 13th overall pick for Rodgers, let's just say for sake of argument, is that going to be on the table when he's 40? Going to be 41 next year?
So,
what if his stats go down? What if it wasn't the injured thumb? What if he struggles? Now, your exit strategy with Rodgers might not be a return for a first-round pick. It might not be anything. He might just go and retire. You've got a chance to get something for Rodgers.
All right, so let me throw this at you, though. Everything that the Packers are going through, the drama... the built-in drama of Aaron Rodgers, the Jets will go through at the end of 2023. They just will. That's who he is.
Right.
There's no way that he could tell you today, I'm definitely playing two more years. He likes this. He likes to drag it out. He likes the attention. If you're the Jets, you're still signing up for him over the other quarterbacks?
Well, because I've got a chance to do something before that drama happens. I've got a full 2023 of Aaron Rodgers, and I really believe that if they get close and don't win, he's going to walk away from a champ and taking that next step. Now, if it ends up being a dumpster fire, you might want him gone at the end of 2023. But you're not tempted, Michael. I'll worry about the end of 2023 then. But I've got a chance this year to compete for something really big for a franchise that has not gone to the playoffs, literally, since 2010. I would sign up for it.
Now, the Jets are in a conundrum unless they have inside information and know exactly what's going on because they are close to the Packers because of LaFleur and Saleh. If LaFleur has any clue about what Rodgers is really going to do, he's probably told Saleh. So they know. They know. And if they don't know, they're in this awful abyss right now. What do we do? Do we go for Carr? Do we wait for Rodgers? It's really scary because if Rodgers takes a long time to decide, let's say he comes out of the darkness retreat and still isn't giving any definitive clues, then what do you do?
Well, but how long could he possibly take? Because he does realize that if the decision is to play, the longer he waits, he could hurt his chances of really going to contender.
Well,
eventually.
You know, he's Aaron Rodgers. Somebody will take him.
But there, I have to believe in my heart that if he decides to play, he knows where he wants to go. So is he going to take the chance of losing out to go play for the Raiders or go play for the Jets to milk this for another couple of weeks? Eventually, they're going to have to make a move. Now, there may be a team looking for a quarterback, but maybe it's a place he doesn't want to go. Right now, I think it's a decision between, do I want to play? If I want to play, don't you think he has a destination or you think it's going to be a whole different set of where I want to go? I'm going to go back in the darkness retreat now to decide what team I want to play for. No, I think he knows I'm either going to play or I'm not going to play. And if I play, that's the team I want to play for.
Well, I think if he plays, he knows he has to make a decision then between the Packers and the Raiders or the Jets.
Right.
And so is that another decision is what I'm saying.
And I don't think it is.
Now, Robert Griffin III had a kind of...
RG3 to you and me.
RG3.
He kind of maybe was listening to the show yesterday, and what the Jets are going through, he kind of compares to dating or trying to date two girls at the same time.
They're trying to date two girls at the same time right now. Okay, they had a nice weekend getaway with Derek Carr. They told him all these great things about him. But all the while, they're waiting for Aaron Rodgers to come out of hibernation to see if he's ready to take their relationship to the next level. Now, for me, I absolutely hate that for Derek Carr, because you never want to feel like you're an option in a relationship. You want to be the one. You want them to commit fully to you. So, for me, the ceiling is higher for the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, but the bottom line is the lifespan of that relationship is shorter than Danny DeVito.
Wow. Threw Danny DeVito in there. And it is a short lifespan. It is. That's all there is to it. Let's hear from you, 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe. Joe.
Here we go.
Gentlemen, how's everything?
Great. There he is. How about you?
Everything's good. I've been talking to you regularly now. We're best friends. Thank goodness.
I love it. I love friends.
You guys are all adapted out in nice ensembles, if you will, winter wear.
Thank you.
Quickly, gentlemen, I think, to be honest with you, I think Aaron Rodgers probably went through something similar last year without going into the darkness retreat. He was kind of up in the air and undecided. And the fact that a year later he's going through this darkness retreat and trying to find himself tells me he's probably disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers and the organization. And lastly, let's not forget, this coaching staff is who he was with when they went for the field goal against Tampa Bay Buccaneers rather than trying to tie the game with seven.
Well, if he's disgruntled, okay, he gladly took the $150 million guaranteed. So he's got a little Kevin Durant in him. He knew what the Packers haven't changed. The rules of the games haven't changed. They are what they are, and you signed on with them, and now you're going to go through. Listen, if he comes out of the hole, right, says, I want to play for another team, then he's a fraud. If he comes out of the hole and says, I want to retire, okay, then you can't argue with if somebody retires. And if he comes out of the hole and says he wants to stay with the Packers, well, that's the honorable thing to do. He does not look good after signing that contract, saying, listen, I want to continue to play, but not for the Packers. Awful look. Awful. It's an awful look. Let's go to Daniel in Islip.
Hey, guys. How's it going? First time, long time. I'm going to keep it really short.
Okay.
I've been a Lions fan my entire life. I have the Sunday ticket. I've seen basically every snap of Rodgers' career. I've never said this before in my life, but the Lions are coming. I've seen too many snaps of bad football. Last year was not that. I think he wants out, and I think he's right to want out. Now, if I were the Jets, I wouldn't touch him. Also, Don, you got to stop this in the Grateful Dead, man. For somebody who's done so many drugs, I'm surprised you don't like them.
Well, first of all, I've never done that many drugs. I don't like them. I respect them. I respect their following. I've always said that. I'm not entertained by the music. I don't need a 45-minute version of songs.
What about Ripple?
I don't like Ripple either.
Mm. It's tough.
I don't like old granddad.
Mm.
Let's go to John in Levittown. John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All good, hey, John. Hey. How about you?
I'm good. What are we doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
What are you doing, bud?
What are you guys doing over there?
All right, we're good. Thanks for the call.
I love you, babe. Let's go to Gavin in Queens. Gavin.
Hi, how we doing today?
Good.
Hey, I gotta say, Don, you're a real Mitch. Peter, you're a good guy. Michael, I always steal your words from your wordsmith, my friend.
Thank you, Gav.
Listen here. As I'm thinking of Aaron Rodgers, I'm like, man, yes, you can go the 2 years, but you always go back and forth about the future, and then you get killed that they made this deal and you know, it didn't pan out if they don't win a championship. And I would say they're probably a season away from winning it. And I don't know, you got to wait in limbo for Aaron Rodgers to come back to improve the line. So to me, you got to go just to see how it turns out. Thanks for the time, guys.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess most people are saying you have to wait on Rodgers because he's so great and you have an opportunity to get him. But there's a lot of things that go into it that aren't great. You're going to have to go through this whole dog and pony show next year and definitely the year after that when his contract's over. And then does that make it pleasant when he, you know, has to go into the dark hole next year again and, you know, feel himself and understand exactly what he's going through? There's a lot of drama with Aaron Rodgers. a lot of drama. But as Don has said before, he goes out and plays great. What's the difference?
All right.
So you roll on the dice on his talent. Now, the Lions fans say, well, he's done. He's done? He threw 4,000 yards. So the guy who's done completely dwarfed the numbers on Daniel Jones, who supposedly wants $45 million. The guy who's done. Daniel Jones had 15 touchdowns.
He might be
touchdowns.
Done with Green Bay because of the Vikings and the Lions and all that, but I still think he can look at still wanting to give something. He's going to make the decision to play. And if he decides to play, I think the Jets would be a very viable option for him.
Tony, West Haven. Tony, what's up in Connecticut?
What's going on, guys?
All good.
Listen, Michael, please don't retire. Please don't walk away from the radio. We need you here.
I hear you.
A lot of people in Connecticut love hearing you.
I think he's going, man.
Huh? You think he's going,
I think
Don?
He's going.
I hope not. And Peter,
I'm not feeling. You know what, Tony? You're being very nice, but I'm not feeling the love.
I'll see. Well, there you go.
From
our listeners.
Come on, give him a hug. Can I see a hug right now? There should be a guy hug right now.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, Tony. You should be listening on the radio. Then I'd feel the love. But please go on.
I just think a hug should happen, like a brief hug.
No.
A brief guy hug.
Maybe when we go to break. We'll see.
All right. Listen, and I just want to say, Peter, I love Rosenberg Radio. I just watched the clip of you with Vince McMahon. So funny.
Oh, thank you.
You know how nervous you were walking up to him when you asked him for the job.
You have no idea.
And Michael brought it up yesterday. Great clip.
That's thank you, man.
Snoring. What do you got, Tony?
Listen, I'm not a big Jet fan, but I just think they should go with Carr. I don't think they can wait around for Rodgers to make a decision. I think that they got to pull the trigger and just go for Carr and go for broke.
Well, I mean, they're probably thinking, Tony, that going for broke means going for Rodgers. You know, I don't know going for broke is going for Carr, but if you, the thing that scares me, if you miss out on Rodgers and then Carr signs somewhere else, where are you? You're in Jimmy G territory or Ryan Tannehill, or you're going to try to make a move on Lamar Jackson, and they have not decided whether or not they're going to franchise him again. They could have done it starting yesterday, and they still haven't done it. So if they don't franchise him, they're going to have to franchise it. They trade him anyway because he's not under contract. But they're a team that continually puts themselves in a bad cap situation by franchising him.
Yeah, and that's the risk you're on when you keep doing that.
All right, so we are going to have something fun today. We've done it before, but now we've branded it and we've sponsored it.
Really?
Yeah,
sponsored as well?
It's Would Ya Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Now, are we the first person ever to use an alliterative term? Probably not, but we're going to run with it.
Well, there's already a big one. It's called Whitish Wednesday.
Yeah, which you did on 97.
But it's okay.
Ray-ro.
I'd like to give you the pass to do
and,
it.
And,
well.
And it all started with Opie and Anthony. Whip It Out Wednesday. Yeah. Remember that? Wow.
Well, now, you want to bring that back? That would be something.
Yeah, I would bring it back.
Lift it up and show it to
all
me.
All right, so you're going to like this. It's going to be at 3:45. I've got two great Would Ya questions for Don and Peter. I don't know what they're going to go with. I really don't.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, it's good. There's going to be for this Christmas, it's going to be a board game coming out.
Oh, really?
Already, yep.
It's already going that way.
Yeah. It's going to be that big. It's going to be something that people talk about. It's going to be an engagement. It's going to be something where we've got to tune in at 3:45 on Wednesday to hear a Would Ya game.
You think it can surpass the Daily Don?
I think it could, and I think we need the right host, like Wink Martindale, not the defensive coordinator, the 95-year-old game show host.
You know, I once hosted a game show.
Yes.
I know.
Peter Grosenberg.
My name back then was Peter Grosenberg, but I hosted Hip Hop Squares.
to much fanfare and success.
How did it go?
It didn't last that long, but it was a hell of a run.
Well, you just said much fanfare and success.
Well, it
you
didn't have much
how
success.
Did it go? It's kind of redundant.
It really didn't go well.
No, because Peter decided to pull the plug. He was too busy.
Is that
That's
true?
Right. I said, you know what? I'm good.
He just wanted to do it the one time, and that was it. So
I said, I'll knock out these 20 episodes, whatever it is, and after that, I'm going to go ride off into the sunset. And that's kind of what happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's
ratings
one
were
and
great.
Guy.
Ratings were great.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Big numbers.
Jerry Saddlebrook. What's up, my friend?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. I got a comment on Aaron Rodgers. We're throwing around the term attention seeker and whatnot. And I find it a little unfair for the following reasons. Now, you know, he goes on one show once a week, mainly during the season, a little pre- and postseason as well. I mean, by that metric, you could say a number of guests on this show are attention seekers, which, of course, they're not. Now, if you want to make the comment, oh, he's dragging this decision out, he dragged it out last year, all the drama, all right, sure. But, I mean, have you guys ever been in a situation where you're changing career paths, you're making a decision, and you want to take your time with it? We're just giving him the attention. You know, it's 3:30. This isn't even a New York athlete, and he's been the talk of the show.
Well, but
he
wouldn't be the talk of the show, Jerry, if there was not the connection to the Jets. And yeah, I'm in the middle of a career decision.
And by the way,
I'm not going into a dark hole to figure it out.
You're not going to a dark hole, but to the caller's point, in terms of us being critical of Aaron Rodgers, there are people around this radio station who might argue and present that something similar to this has happened before. This thinking and hemming and hawing.
Never before. Don's the only one who could comment on this.
Let's just say, for sake of argument,
go ahead,
that Michael was seeking attention by this contemplation of retirement. He's in the business of trying to get attention, get ratings, help us all out. Aaron Rodgers isn't seeking ratings. What does that have to do with anything in his life? So anytime he calls attention to it, it's solely for the attention. There's no financial benefit to it. There's no ratings attached to it. There's no Q rating for Aaron Rodgers. Whenever we just went through a whole year of Aaron Judge, and he kind of shut it down. He talked about it every once in a while. Imagine Aaron Judge during the course of last year doing a weekly and talking about the decision on whether he is going to, you know, get a contract with the Yankees or not, and going into a darkness retreat during the All-Star break to decide. You'd be like, all right, a little much, Aaron, isn't it?
And when I say he's calling for attention, listen, I don't begrudge him going into the darkness and trying to find himself. But why does he have to make it public? With the ayahuasca, why is that all public?
Is it ayahuasca?
What else could it be?
Ayahuasca. It's ayahuasca?
I think it's spelled with an H. I could be wrong. I'm wrong about a lot of things. You know that.
Yeah, believe me, I always
So have. You want a decision on whether or not I'm staying now, right now?
No.
So I make a decision when I have to make a decision. Why should I rush it?
Well,
I have myriad emotions up and down each day.
Well, you also have...
Today I don't want to stay. Today I definitely don't.
Okay, well, I don't know how Aaron Rodgers...
2 days ago, I really wanted to.
I don't know how Aaron Rodgers' teammates feel.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But as the... I guess, you know, maybe Don is like, you know, Greg Jennings. Why do I always forget the old guy he brought back? It's not Greg Jennings, the other old guy. Randall Cobb. Don's Randall Cobb.
Randall Tex Cobb.
And I'm, you know, Christian Watson, whatever. But as teammates, I kind of feel like I'd like to know if we got Rodgers back next year. Don, you know what I'm saying, don't you?
Yeah.
See, but, you know, Don's the only human being in the whole group. He's never put any pressure on me. He doesn't bother me. He's not doing what Anthony Rizzo did with Judge, sending pictures of his cat. No, he's not doing that. He's letting me ruminate, make my decision.
And I'm affected by it more than you are, Peter.
You think so?
Sure.
Because you're more connected to it?
Yeah. This show revolves around my life more than this show revolves around your life.
I guess.
Well, you've got a morning show. You've got WWE.
Well, you've got the Rangers.
I have other things.
You have the great Ice Chips podcast. I once hosted a game show.
You know why are you being so rude?
Oh, really?
It's not the name Ice Chips.
Wow, of all people.
It's caught offside.
I know it is.
That wasn't your thing, Peter. And then all of a sudden you decided to make fun of the name of the show.
By the way, caught offside is Andrew Gunley's.
Yeah. He just got the wrong game misconduct.
There
you
go.
Son of
Let's go to Rob.
New one today drops.
Rob,
there you go.
Berry. What's up, Rob?
Cabalita.
What's up?
Gabalita.
All right. Thanks. We're really on a nice run today.
What does that mean?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay.
I'm sure it probably means something like that he thinks is funny, and I don't care.
I'm getting the sense there was a Hackadoo convention today.
Yeah.
Really?
There
Where
was
are they
some,
meeting?
There was
I
some,
would love to go.
Probably down on Hudson Street.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. It's a Hackadoo convention, and people are like, we got to get everyone together. And they went, no problem, boss. We'll get on the line. That's what it's starting to feel like. So just beware of Hackadoos.
I love
they're
that.
Everywhere.
They're great for the show. Victor and Wayne. Victor.
Big Vic.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Long time listener.
Thank you.
This Aaron Rodgers thing is really getting under my skin. We don't need him here. He is going to be there for 2 years, max. And if you can't guarantee, and you can't guarantee a Super Bowl with the tough AFC that we have to navigate through, what we have to give up to gain him is way too high. They're going to want at least, all right, a couple future first-round picks, maybe the first 2 years. But none of the players that we have, just not worth it because he's not long-term. I do believe Derek Carr is the right answer for the Jets. He's young. He's going to last. He's younger. He'll be there for a good part of maybe 6 to 8 years. We're not. He's a free agent. We don't have to give up anything for Derek Carr.
Well, let me stop you for a second, Victor. Let me ask you, do you think the Jets have a better chance over the next 2 years to win a Super Bowl with Rodgers than they do with Carr? I'm just talking about the next 2 years.
If you're going to say, yes, with Rodgers versus Carr, but the likelihood of it, Michael, in 2 years is very, very narrow. It's not going to happen in 2 years. He's going to bring that Aaron Rodgers. He's going to bring that Aaron Rodgers. All right, is our goal the playoffs?
Well, but
or is our goal a Super Bowl?
All right, a Super Bowl.
Playoff, we can reach the playoffs with Derek Carr.
Why is it so slim to win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years?
Is he going to come in and immediately gel with the team? It's not.
I don't know. He's got an offensive coordinator he's familiar with.
Doesn't Derek Carr have to do that too?
Well, yes, but Derek Carr, we have a long-term future with Derek Carr.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Victor, you are very, very patient. They have not made the playoffs since 2010. So you're going to just you're going to cook a stew rather than microwave something? Aaron Rodgers is the microwave. Derek Carr is the stew. Do you want to wait for the stew to simmer?
I think he's got an offensive coordinator he's familiar with. Now, it might take a little time for sure, but he's talking about having 2 years. By the second year, I think he'll be all gelled. And if you're telling me, well, it's tough AFC, guess what, guys? 5 years from now, it'll be just as tough. Because where is Allen, Burrow, and Mahomes going over the next few years? Where are they going? So Derek Carr could be 37 still trying to win that Super Bowl because where's Mahomes going? Where's Burrow going? Where's Allen going? Oh, by the way, where's Trevor Lawrence going to be in 5 years?
And Justin Herbert.
And where's Justin Herbert going to be in 5 years?
Jay Herb.
I think it's Jay Herb.
Yeah, it's Southern California.
Jay Herb.
Have you seen him?
Wow. Is that true? Looks like he's smoking the ganja.
Listen, it's legal. It's fine. I'm not making any judgment. True. He just looks like somebody that partakes.
No. The ganja. But you, I mean, who looks like more? Lawrence or Herbert?
Herbert.
Lawrence Moore.
Lawrence Moore.
Than Herbert.
Yeah.
Lawrence Moore than Herbert. Yeah, I agree.
let's go to Vin in Tampa. Vin?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How about you?
I'm doing great. Michael, before I get into my point, are you going to be in Florida on the 4th for spring training?
No. I will be in Florida the 8th through the 12th.
Okay. Well, I'm at the game on the 4th, so that doesn't help me much.
Have a great time. I wish I was there with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But my point is, I'm a Jets fan. I hope that Aaron Rodgers comes to New York. But I just think the fit in Tennessee is just way too good for him to pass up. He has Derrick Henry on the last year of his deal. I think they're going to try to win, especially with Vrabel on the hot seat after last season. They're in a winnable division as they're only really having Jacksonville. I just don't see the scenario where it's an AFC team. I just think Tennessee is not being talked about enough.
Well, he supposedly has a house in Tennessee, too. I hate to always bring that up. That's like the
Tennessee.
The Manny has a condo in Miami.
Right.
That's why he's playing for the Dolphins, but he ended up in Denver. I've said it before, Don. It doesn't make sense for him to go to the Jets. It makes sense to go in other places.
Why do you say makes no sense?
Because of the media, which could be suffocating, the taxes, which are suffocating, and there's no clear path. I think that's why it's better for him to stay with the Packers. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, you got a better chance with the Packers.
I don't think that's true.
But you know,
I don't think the Packers are that good. He's got two better teams in his own division. You still have Philadelphia. Dallas is still pretty good. Mm. San Francisco's not going anywhere. You know, the AFC clearly is better because the quarterbacks are better. But let's not make it seem like it's just you can finish 9-8 and go to the Super Bowl in the NFC. Philadelphia is still an outstanding team. If Hurts doesn't get injured, they probably only lose one game this year. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a 16-1 football team that they're going to have to get through. Where's Seattle going to go? Seattle was pretty good this year. And also, how good is Minnesota? Are they going to get better? Detroit's very good. I mean, the AFC's tougher, but the NFC's no cakewalk.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really? But she's a total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a child.
It's the Would Ya Game.
We play it off the air all the time.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, we don't talk sports again the rest of the day.
You don't think so?
Yeah, no.
Well, some of this is sports. Some of this is sports. Oh, yeah.
How many do we have here?
I'm starting with two. I can go to three. We'll see how the two are greeted. And this is the Would Ya Game brought to you by Jack Pocket. Wow. How about that?
I knew. Yeah. I had a hunch it would be Jack Pocket.
All right, here we go. The first one, and I got this from Ty Butler, who I was listening to last night driving home. He did a really good show.
Outstanding.
He's a star in the making.
Oh, listen, if you go on down the Yellow Brick Road.
Right.
I think we bring in Ty
Butler. Really? Ty goes to the runner.
We're changing the name of the show to after him right away.
We're already naming other segments. We haven't even started this one.
Here we go.
Ty goes to the runner.
You have 10 shots from half court to hit one half court shot for $50 million.
No, 50?
$50 million if you hit one. If you miss all 10, you go to jail for a year.
Hmm.
Do you do it?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
But you love your children and wife so much.
I don't know if you can do that. $50 million, and I think 10 shots. I've hit a half-court shot before, in high school.
Quite the man. But you're far, I don't know if you realize, you're very far away from high school.
Yeah, but in a lot of ways, I think I'm better. I'm in a better headspace.
Okay.
So
$50 million. I'm thinking about my family. And a year in jail, listen, you could be wrongly accused of a crime and sit in jail for a year and get nothing.
Now, do you get time to warm up?
No. You come out of the stands and yeah.
So, to be totally truthful.
Yeah.
I say this with all due respect, and I think after watching the All-Star Celebrity Game a few years ago, you'd agree. I have the better shot at making this currently than Don. It's a better play for me.
Okay.
In my glorious basketball days, before Steph Curry was a sparkle in anyone's mind,
right?
I was notorious for taking two steps in front of half court and pulling up and knocking down a three.
Okay,
that was my ball game.
All right.
That's the only thing I did well. Only way I impressed.
So
anyone.
Your answer is
bang bang.
Now, before you answer, I'd like to say this:
50.
Don, a year in prison. I think he could do it. I think the inmates would like him. He'd do the rants. They think he's a little bit crazy. You'd be tossed around like a rag doll. So I just want you to know that
something to get tossed.
So would you do it?
Even with the fact that I think I have a decent shot at hitting it.
Right.
I think I pass.
You pass and Don takes it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I just feel like I can make the money.
You can make $50 million?
No, you can't make $50 million.
I can. It's conceivable.
Right.
You never know.
And it's conceivable you end up in jail, too.
Right.
I really
You've
hope.
You've got some sketchy accused. Things going on.
I do not want to ever do jail time.
Right.
Because
you know it wouldn't be pleasant.
I don't think it would be. There's no like Jewish gang to join. Like I'd be in trouble. I mean,
you could form a Jewish gang.
Who's going to be in it? Me and like someone there for tax evasion. I'm good. I'm not.
Is this a white collar prison? Or is this like Gen Pop?
It's Attica.
It's Sing Sing. It's Attica.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think I got to pass. I got to try my shot at you know, just trying to find a way to make some money here on the outside.
Very interesting. So Don doesn't think he can make the $50 million. Also, he's older than you. So his runway is shorter to make the $50 million. So he wants to have it a nice, easy way.
Right. And at the same time, if he doesn't get it, because he's older than me, the year is more impactful.
Yeah.
That he'd spend.
Yeah. I almost wish we can go out there and do it just to see how it would work out.
Like, we could
go to a court and actually do it to see what would happen.
And take the 10 shots, and that way we'll know what would have happened. But think about it like this: if it was really a thing,
there's a lot of pressure.
If it was really a thing, I know we'll get to Rick's text in a moment. If it was really a thing, Don, think about where your nerves would be on like...
No, you
missed the first five.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, imagine you're 6 through 10. By the time you get to 10, Don, you're just throwing the ball over the back. Go ahead. Just get it out of your system.
Can you
it better be good.
Can you read it?
I don't know, but I'm going to do it and risk my career. He said, Peter would be in a hairnet and a crop top in 2 weeks in jail.
So if there was...
Look at the second one.
The second
I can't
one?
Read the second one.
Yeah,
he said your nickname would be Olive Garden. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
What's the next one? So what you're saying is if there was like in The Longest Yard, if we were going to actually have a prison football team, Peter would be one of the cheerleaders.
Right, right. All right, so here's the second would
I'd be Bernie Mac in life.
Here is the second would you. And I think this is tough. You both... root for teams that have not won championships in a while. Mm-hmm. The Mets in 86.
Yeah.
And the then Redskins, when was that last
91.
One? Okay. So it's kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take a championship this year, this coming season, you two?
Okay.
But you're guaranteed they will not win one for the next 40 years.
So my lifetime, because...
Yeah, because I mean...
I'd like to live to 95.
I'd like you to live too.
I think you'd take this... You'd have to want to take this Mets one and be happy with it, right?
Then assuming Marco becomes a Met fan, he's not going to see his first championship until he's like 45
or
beyond.
But they may not get one. There's no guarantee, period, is there?
What do you mean?
Or you're saying they will get one in 40 years?
No, we're guaranteed they will not get one in the next 40 years. I don't know if 41 they'll get it.
Right, you don't know if they'll get it.
No,
we're guaranteeing you'll get one.
Guaranteeing you'll get one this year.
I say no just because of where the Mets are right now. I'm going to roll the dice that they're going to be able to get a championship with Steve Cohen and is presently constituted that I don't have to sacrifice the 40. Because what if I do that and we find out they would have won it anyway? Now, I don't think the Commanders are that close, so it might be different for you. But I think the Mets are close. Would you be shocked if the Mets won the World Series this year?
Can I tell you that? No. No. I think Don made the right call. If I was a Mets fan, I would go with Don. For me, it's about the commie ownership situation. If I find out they're not selling and they're stuck with Dan Snyder, I think I take the one now.
And then for the next 40 years of your life.
I'm out. I mean, I'll still watch, I guess. Would you still watch when you know they can't win?
Yeah, you know they can't win, but it could be entertaining. They could go to the playoffs.
You would stop being a fan if you knew that this was not going to result in anything. But are we
really fans, other than Yankee fans, just because a championship? Or you enjoy the daily grind?
But part of the enjoyment is, where is this going to go? Is this team growing into something special? If you knew what you were watching was never going to be a championship, which means if they got to a Super Bowl, you knew... they were going to lose the game, right? That would take a lot of the fun out of watching them, right?
It would take a lot out of it, but I suppose you could still want your team to be dominant year after year. That would make you feel good, especially with what I've had. But as currently constituted with Dan Snyder as the owner, I'm taking the title.
Really?
Yes. Now, if they get a new owner, I would reconsider.
I have one quick would you for you.
Go ahead.
Would you grow a full head of hair if you knew that you would lose a half a year of life at the end of your life? You'd have a full head of hair
for the rest
of your life. 6 months. You could live till 100. Then it'll be 99 and a half.
To have a full head of hair?
Yeah.
No, I don't even think about it.
Nah. Really?
Hair has no... It doesn't have any bearing on my life. Like, I don't think I'd be that much better looking with hair.
I do. I believe
so. You don't miss it. So it's
not really.
It doesn't really apply the question.
Yeah. It would have to be something I really wanted.
All right.
You know, I don't.
So
think
I think this has been a very productive would you game.
Almost a little too easy. Like I gave.
Really,
you,
the first one wasn't easy.
The first one's harder, but I came to the answer pretty quickly.
Yeah,
because I'm not motivated by money. Now let me throw it back on you.
All right, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to spend 1 year of my life in jail. No.
Well, and the money and the number doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like $1 billion, maybe I'd give it a shot.
Okay, it's $1 billion.
Yeah, I'd probably take a shot. Because I'd practice all week. I'd come out of the thing cold, but I'd practice all week.
And you pray that when you get to jail, everyone you run into is like this.
Been a Yankees fan since 1983.
Right, they just all throughout the jail, they just want me to say, see ya.
Yankee fan since 2004.
Yeah, I do very, very well.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Very well. Now, every Wednesday we're going to do this, and if you have any suggestions for the Would You questions, please tweet them out at Real Michael K. Because I got it from Ty, the good one. That was his.
I know. I saw that on Twitter, and that was very good.
That was a good one. So there you go. Take part in the show. Every Wednesday at 3:45, Would You Wednesday.
Would You Wednesday.
You're more than welcome to join.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.